You are the best this world has to offer. No wonder it has fallen to ruin.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Hi everyone and welcome to Ready Check, the podcast for casual raiders in the World of Warcraft. I'm Relic and I play a Death Knight in the raiding guild Harvest Moon on Ghostlands EU. And joining me, as always, is my raid leader and holy paladin extraordinary, Tommen. Hello, Tommen.
Hello. I don't have a 1,000-yard stare this week and I'm not the man in pink. What's going on? I feel a little bit let down.
I couldn't think of anything interesting.
I look forward to these every week and you've just let me down. You should feel bad.
Okay, the baldy-faced badger.
Thank you.
He shaved his beard off.
Yep. It's the summer now. I have to conserve heat. So, no, that the opposite.
You have to
the
be less manly in summer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm less manly.
You've lost your power.
I look like a fat baby. Don't nod your heads, guys. Come on, that's harsh.
Also joining me, another of Harvest Moon's officer and bear tank of note is Honey Bunny. Hello, Honey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. Are you alright?
I'm fine, thank you. And also returning to the show after a break from things is the previously a priest, now a monk, Flaps. Hello, Flappo.
Hey guys, how we doing? Just want to say as well, you did actually pronounce Toman's name wrong because it is Toman. It's good to be back so I can correct this. So thanks for having me back, guys.
It's official guild policy that it's pronounced Tommen now. You wouldn't know because you're another guild quitting bastard.
Exactly. I'm not in the guild anymore. Therefore, Toman sticks.
I don't think that's how it works. Also, I've really missed you, you bastard.
Likewise.
Well, that's someone. This week, we've had some news on 5.4 creeping out, including a rather contentious announcement. But before we get to that, let's look at what we've all been up to in-game recently. Tommen, you kick things off.
More of the same, I guess. I've capped Valor on my warrior again. I've now got her up to item level 500, which is pretty good. Obviously nowhere near my paladin, but in terms of stepping into this tier's normal modes, certainly good enough. Other than that, I kind of haven't done a lot, to be honest. I need to take an exam, so I've been studying mainly. So I've just been working through LFR and all that kind of jazz, getting some gear, and taking it from there, really. Oh, also, I bought Rollercoaster Tycoon 3 because it was on sale yesterday on Steam, and it's friggin' amazing!
Is that the one where you get to ride in the old
yes.
rides and stuff? Oh, epic!
Yep, and it's brilliant.
How does it compare to Truck Simulator 2013?
Euro Truck Simulator, seriously, is such a well-made game. If you ever just want to chill out and drive a truck around Europe, that's your game. It's fantastic, seriously.
I can't play it, though, after I got addicted to Farming Simulator.
That's just sad.
That was a bad 3 years of my life.
God.
Really dark times.
Oh, dear. Honey, what have you been up to?
Kind of the same as Tommen, really, much the same, apart from Blizzard obviously have had their half price transfer week, so I thought I would make the most of this and bring over my paladin from our old Horde server. Yeah, so I've been sorting her out and getting her ready to start leveling her up because she's only 81.
Did you keep the same name and stuff?
No, I had to change it because Ghostland seems to have no names available. Nothing I want, nothing available. So, yeah.
Yeah, like you're saying, for what a supposedly dead server, every single possible name is taken.
That is what I was yelling at the server about an hour ago.
Give me a name, damn it!
Yeah, that's basically what was happening.
Right, Flaps, apart from quitting the best guild you and joining a bunch of shitheads on some other server, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, doing a couple of heroic bosses. But no, apart from that, no, I've actually been doing a lot of research into my class recently, and Monk's one of these classes. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was pretty bad before, right? But I've actually just changed the entire way my character works, really, and I've reforged everything out of spirit and gone for crit/mastery build, and it's epic. So I've been in a lot of LFR. I've been doing a couple of other raids and stuff, which are just pugging and just basically testing that and making sure I can cope with the mana loss. Yeah, so I've played a lot of WoW just basically doing raids, which is quite cool.
Cool. I've not been doing anything that I can remember. other than our raid night on Thursday, which was good fun. I think I've been killing those horde boss things in the Barrens for charms and doing the weekly quest.
Can you solo those?
No.
It's a death knight, you can solo anything.
It's true.
I tried to solo one on my paladin, which is like high level 440, and it killed me quite a bit.
I tried on my warrior as fury, item level 500, and yeah, it was okay for 5 minutes, then I ran out of cooldowns.
I might try with relic and see how it goes. But I mean, you fly around enough, and there's little groups waiting, and then you just dive in and start the fight, and they come in.
Slightly off topic, actually, guys. This is something I heard of this week. Did you hear that some Death Knight actually managed to solo Yogg-Saron with no keepers?
Zero lights? No way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm insane. But sorry about that. I just wanted to say that, you know, once again, Death Knights need a nerf. Sorry.
Do that?
No, we don't.
You know, just in terms
I don't understand
of,
it.
I'm going to have to see if I can find a video.
Perfectly balanced.
Perfectly balanced, yeah. It's the other week. What were we doing the other week? What were we doing... was it Magera we were doing, and you ended up doing something like, so I with three healers I did 70k healing per second, the other two healers did 70-ish k, maybe one of them did 80k. I'm pretty sure you did 45k healing per second over the entire fight. It's ridiculous.
Maybe. I know. I was matching our resto shaman fight for fight on a couple of things the other week. That was pretty cool. Pick up your game, Stevie.
If you're listening, challenge accepted, I reckon.
Now, Magera is quite cool because you're getting constant damage, so with a blood decay, that helps you healing big time. It's good fun. Okay, on to the news. There's a few little items outside of the big one. The first little one was that they fixed an issue where if you did a normal scenario before your daily heroic, you weren't getting your epic cache of treasures from the heroic scenario afterwards. They fixed that now, which is good.
I'm a bit confused about the U-turn on that, to be honest, because what they said all along was that they didn't want people to be forced into running heroic scenarios. It was just supposed to be something fun that they could do extra. So they said all along that you were going to get a drop for doing the first scenario of the day, whether that was a normal scenario or a heroic scenario, and they didn't want to force people into doing both, which is essentially what they're doing now. They're going to make people do normal modes for their normal cache of treasures and heroic mode for the heroic cache of treasures.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they said they didn't want to do that, so I don't know why they did a U-turn.
I read that last week on MMO. I'm sure we talked about it as well, that the fact that it wasn't a bug, it was actually intentional. But now they're saying they've hot fixed it and it was a bug. I don't know. Strange.
What do you think, Mark?
I've got no idea. I'm just glad they fixed it. Because I was always joining guild groups and they would queue us for normal ones by mistake. Like, where's my purple box?
A lot of people seem to do that, actually.
Because it doesn't automatically put you as onto heroic scenario selection like it does for the dungeons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It defaults to normal scenario, which is a pain in the ass. But never mind.
Speaking about... Sorry, just speaking about scenarios, I'm just curious. Have you guys noticed that people are doing less and less of them? Because I'm finding it really tough to find groups at the moment. I've only been looking in Guild, I haven't been pugging them throughout the rest of the server, but I've found that there are fewer and fewer people running them.
Yeah, I think the whole, oh my god, I'm getting an epic from my box thing has worn off, because obviously you're not getting one anymore. Or not as often as maybe people thought they were. I don't know. But yeah, same as you, I'm not seeing as many guildies asking for it.
Or even pugs, there was quite a lot normally just in like trade or general saying like, need like one more for something, your tank or healer, mm-hmm. or just a DPS to come help with the turret scenario. There's been hardly any.
See, that's quite strange to me. Now, I play on a different server now, so I play on Silvermoon, and I've gone from obviously Ghostlands, which is low population, Silvermoon, which is high population, and people are spamming it, looking for groups for the heroic scenarios all day. So I don't know if that's perhaps something that your service just got bored of already, but it looks like the interest is still there on Silvermoon, and it still seems like the best and easiest way to cap Valor, even if you don't need any of the 516 kind of gear from there.
We do play on probably the worst server, EU, so It might be something.
Oh no, there's many worst. Many, many worse. I like Ghostland. Shut your face. Dark Moon Fair is now a Cross Realm zone. I've not been there since it's come out this week, but apparently it's teeming with people and some people are getting annoyed.
Blizzard did actually say they were looking at it possibly being that in some there are too many people, so they are looking at that. Because I think I did go the other day and it was just like, oh my god, I can't even move, there are so many people here. It's nice that it's busy, but they are looking at it possibly some places being too busy at certain times.
So maybe you guys can help me out here. I'm probably just really ignorant, but I haven't been to Dark Moon Fair since Vanilla. And right. I don't see the point unless you've got cards that you need to hand in for the trinket. What's changed? What can I do at Dark Moon Fair? Why should I go?
It depends what you want.
First of all, you get an achievement for going through the portal.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
I do love achievement.
If you're an achievement whore, there are a lot of achievements that you can get. But it's mostly things like you can get pets and you can get mounts, and you can also get heirloom gear with the tokens that you get from doing the daily quests. You can also get transmog gear, if that's your thing. Also, you might need the rep for the insane. If you're that crazy, then you want to do that achievement. It's definitely more accessible than it used to be, because I remember when I first joined, I was like, I don't even know what Dark Moon Fair is, let alone how to do any of it. So it's a lot easier than it was. But it depends what your thing is.
So I think we've just established that I'll probably never go to Dark Moon Fair.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any point, to be honest. There's nothing in there that's any good, I don't think. That's my opinion.
It is a really, it's a really cool looking island though, mate. So you should go just stick your nose in.
Go check it out.
One very cool thing about it is the rabbit boss. That is epic. That cannot be missed.
I'm not sure if that's a real thing or you're just trolling me.
No, he's not trolling you. It is a real thing. To the island, I think it's just over to the left, there's a cave, and in it sits a white rabbit with like blood around its face.
Think Holy Grail.
Monty Python style.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's based on.
It's a very evil rabbit that needs, well, it used to be a lot of people to kill. Now it's probably more, 15, 20 people you could kill it. But yeah, it drops one pet, and that's it.
But that pet sells like 50k.
That's the pet that you see on the auction house. Well, I don't know, you probably don't see on the auction house because you don't collect pets. So, but yeah, it sells for a lot of money. It's quite fun to kill. You get an achievement for killing it, but that's not your thing. So, fuck it, you don't have to go.
It's not a raid, Kirsty, therefore I'm not interested.
That's true. All right.
See, that's true as well. There's nothing in there that actually increases any output in raids either. So there's no need to if you're a min-max player.
No, it is more just for fun.
Well, we all know I don't actually play this game for fun, so...
No, you do not.
Got Rollercoaster Tycoon for that, mate.
Exactly. What more do you need?
The other big piece of news that came out this week for 5.4 is flexible raiding. For those who don't know what that is, basically it's an additional new raid difficulty sitting between Alifar and normal modes. We can take anywhere from 10 to 25 people into what will be the current tier of raiding. It'll automatically scale the difficulty to match the number of people you're taking in. Works with battle tags across servers, so you can bring in your friends from other realms. The item level of loot is going to be between the raid finder and normal, and the loot is going to be awarded with the Alifar style loot system. And it's not going to share a lockout with raid finder or normal heroic modes. So what do you guys think of this? We're going to get to a little bit more as far as how it will affect our guild, if anything, or guilds in general, but what do you guys think of this news?
I don't know what they're aiming at. I don't quite understand what they're going for on this one. I mean, this could ruin a lot of kind of casual casual raiding guilds, I think, because it's going to give an option just to make it easier. I don't know. Demographic? I don't think I know what their target audience of this change is. I think people are fairly established that they're either an LFR player or they're a raider. And so this just becomes another way of gearing up alts, in my opinion.
It might be more at the guilds that are trying to do normal, but are maybe a little bit too casual, they can't quite clear it yet. Or the guilds that have been having problems with people leaving and don't actually have enough players. So like they've got players that want to raid, but they don't have enough people that they can, or even recruit the people they need, so they can join with like other people they know. So, I mean, I suppose that's probably one of their demographics, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see your point of view, though. I mean, it might be... It's definitely going to be a wait-and-see thing, but it might be one of those things that could ruin guilds if they let it. It depends.
I don't understand why they've made it a separate level, why they've put it in between LFR and normal mode. If they'd have just made that normal mode, even if they kept the loot being on the LFR method where you have personal loot, then that would have been brilliant. That would have been absolutely brilliant. Keep the difficulty.
I agree, yeah.
And just let you specifically for both 10-man and 25-man guilds, you know, if you've got too many people, or if you're a 25-man guild and you haven't got enough, often you'll have to switch down to 2 10s. Whereas at the moment, you know, we often have 14, 15 people available every night. It would be amazing to be able to take them in on a normal raid night, you know, a normal raid night that we schedule as normal, and to be able to take those guys in and just have the same challenge that we have already in 10-man normal. That would be amazing. I don't understand why they've not done that. It just, they've missed a trick as far as I'm concerned. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
As far as I see it now, it's another thing that people have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have to run LFR every week, you'll have to find a group that's doing flexible raiding every week, and you'll have to do your normal mode raids every week. Obviously you don't have to. I mean, that will be Blizzard's argument. You don't have to. Nobody's forcing you to do it. But realistically,
you'd feel like you needed to.
Exactly. You're obligated to do it.
Yeah, if you've got normal or heroic raid teams now still running LFR to get that odd upgrade that they want, you know, they'll be running twice as much extra content now.
Mm.
It's weird.
The only way I see it being okay is if the gear is for the next tier's LFR is lower than this tier's normal mode. That's the only way that it's going to be redeemed, because then you won't feel like you have to run LFR.
Yeah, if LFR is literally just for... Like
exactly. If this can be a replacement to LFR because the gear levels and the new LFR are less than normal modes, then I think that will be fine. But I'm still not happy. I wish it was normal mode.
It would be amazing. They have. They've missed something.
In terms of the tech, though, and in terms of what it means for being able to take the people that you want to take to a raid, I think it's brilliant. I genuinely do think it's brilliant. I just really wish they'd have thought more about the difficulty and what they were trying to achieve with it.
Yeah.
I mean, the one positive I can see from it is when you're doing a community-based kind of raid team, like you sometimes do, Relic, and say you get kind of like 14 people sign up, instead of saying to 4 people, no, actually, sorry, we're full now, you can just get them in and do that anyway, which, you know, for community-based stuff, it could be quite cool. But again, I don't understand why people are going to want to put themselves through this for items which aren't as good as normal. But we'll see.
It's not even about the items for me, it's about the challenge. I'm finding the challenge of normal modes really, really good. I mean, people have whined about it being too difficult. I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's perfectly tuned for where we are at the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be able to just, you know... I don't want it to be like Wrath again, where you just... Heroic mode is essentially normal mode. I don't see the point.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's carry that conversation over until our next section, which is all about our raid team in Harvest Moon.
We gonna die!
So, Dave, how is flexible raiding going to affect our team, if at all? We have discussed this a little bit, but let's make it public.
Yep, I don't think it will, to be honest. I mean, we've always stated that the aim of our guild is to clear normal modes, explicitly normal modes, whilst the raids are current and before they're nerfed, not counting any hotfixes. So that's what we're going to continue to do. We're not going to move down to flexible raids. We think that normal mode is the right way for us to go. We feel like we're capable of doing it. We feel like the difficulty is fine. So that's what we're going to carry on doing. We're not going to move down to flexible raiding. What it will probably do is replace our guild LFR night. So maybe we'll, you know, once a week we'll all get together and we'll run this new flexible raid as an optional kind of thing. But in terms of our raids, it's not going to change anything at all.
Yeah. And that could be quite fun for you guys, because you could actually go into a raid with, say, 20 people if you can get them. just to make it a bit different than 10 man for you guys as well, which, you know, it does make it a bit more fun at times.
Yeah, we'll be swapping it out for our LFR nights more than likely. We're also going to have we do these semi-regular cross-realm T14 runs at the moment, but we'll be able to do the same thing but with current content, so that's going to be quite cool, getting in people from Twitter or people who listen to this show and stuff like that. So that'll be quite cool. So let's our raid team, we've got Zhi-Kun down. The last episode we were talking about how we're going to be facing Zhi-Kun the next day, but we've got him down now, and we've killed him twice in the last week in a bit, and we're now looking at the giant testicle with eye, Derpamu.
You mean Tom?
Oh,
yeah. Actually, yes.
I'm never shaving again. Seriously, this is the worst decision I've ever made.
For our listeners, I don't know if it was made clear, but Toman's actually shaved his head, and he does actually look like Derpamu, a giant testicle.
I'm balding anyway, so I've normally got sort of kind of shaggy hair with a big bald spot at the top and a beard, and it's all gone.
I've got a full head of hair though.
Yeah. Long, luscious legs, yeah. Right.
Longer hair than me.
So, looking forward to Derpamu tomorrow night. We're going to have the entire night on him, unless we kill him on the first pull, which more than likely we will.
I love your guys' comments.
What's the challenge we face, other than the fact that at least one of your tanks hasn't studied the fight at all?
Oh, thanks, dude. Actually, we had a few... We ended up having maybe 20 minutes on Derpamu last week after we downed Zhi-Kun. And we had a bunch of really good attempts on him. So I don't think it's going to be too bad for us. I think the key thing is going to be handling the knockback and handling the maze. And I think after that we're okay. The beams are already going quite well. People are already responsive enough for the lingering gaze and dropping that off at the edge of the room. We've kind of had a chat about mixing up the healing assignments a little bit so that we've always got somebody close to each group when the beams come around and you try and find the fogs. So I think, to be honest, we've had a really good theorycraft discussion about the tactics. We've had a really good think about how our composition works well for the fight, so I think we're going to be okay. So, you know, I might be being a bit too confident and we're probably going to end up spending all night wiping on him, but I genuinely think that we're going to get on quite well against Derpamu tomorrow.
Yeah, Flaps, how are you finding Derpamu when you're doing it in that scrub guild you joined?
And there's a couple of things to look out for. I mean, obviously you've got the maze, and, you know, people do fail at the maze. No matter how many times you do it, people are always going to just do something wrong, like, I don't know, say a chi torpedo right into the middle of the fog, and you know, that happens.
You've done that, haven't you?
I've done it twice, but beside the point, I think if people start having problems following someone around, then mark someone from ranged, mark someone from melee, and just make sure people follow them. I definitely think that's a good idea, and I've seen that work in LFR as well. But the other thing to watch out for as well is I think it's life drain, which he does just after the phase, and basically you need to swap that off. I don't know what it's like in 10 man. Normal, but in 25 man normal, if you don't swap it off after, I think, two stacks, then that player is pretty much dead. So it's quite important to look out for that one as well. But apart from that, it's a fun fight, I think. It's a good fun fight. A lot better than Dark Animus.
It's got a lot of different mechanics in. That makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
We haven't really asked this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your new guild and what you guys are working on at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, my guild is Seraphic, 25-man guild and Silver Moon. We're currently working on Heroic Tortoise, which isn't fun at all. We've managed to do Jinrock and we've managed to do Horridon without major issues, but Tortoise requires a lot more DPS. And one of the tactics we're trying to use on it at the moment, which is starting to get there, is to try and kite the ads instead of kill them. It just causes so many problems in there, but once we get it, I think as soon as we've got that bit sorted, we should be fine. But yeah, it's a good fun guild to be in, and perhaps I haven't actually said about leaving you guys before, but the reason for it is I wanted to try going to a 25-man guild and just seeing how good I could be, really. Luckily, I've got a guild now that's carried me up to a gear level where I can actually start making a bit of a difference. But yeah, that's where we are at the moment. I of course hope I can hand down or pass off some knowledge to you guys to help you with some of the raid bosses that obviously you're still finding hard.
I don't need your fucking charity.
I was going to say the same thing, but I didn't know how to put it so eloquently.
That was beautifully said.
I'm nothing if not eloquent, thank you.
Okay, so Harvest Moon as a guild is halfway through. What tier is it now?
15.
T15. And we've got perhaps another 2 months left until 5.4. So, 6 bosses left to go. Dave, do you reckon we'll manage it?
Honestly, yes. The difficulty curve in between Jinrock and Horrodon, which was quite a stumbling block for us, is larger, in my opinion, than the other bosses. I know a lot of guys who raid in 10-man normal guilds on other servers, and from what they're saying, with our sort of gear levels, we shouldn't find it too difficult until we get to maybe Dark Animus, and then Primordia should be easy. Dark Animus will be a bit of a struggle, but then Iron Quan and Twin Consort should be relatively easy. In fact, the guild I was talking to one-shot the Twin Consorts, and they're a good guild. It smells new guild. They are a good guild, but I don't think they're that much better than us. So I think we can definitely make it in 2 months. I think.
Excellent, and looking forward to 5.4. I don't know if it's going to be the final raiding tier. I'm assuming it's going to be the Orgrimmar thing. Although it does seem a bit soon if they're not going to let us hang on for the next expansion through a year's worth of one tier. And so it'll be interesting.
They might do it like ICC again, where they had the ICC raid, and then because that was going on for so long, they introduced the Halion raid as well. So it could be that they'll release this now in the hope that they'll get the expansion out in relatively quick order, and if they don't, they could always fall back and create another quick raid as well. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this is going to be the Orgrimmar raid.
We can assume that they're going to announce the next expansion at BlizzCon.
If not before, that's obviously quite a long way away still. It's what, November?
I know. That's my point. If 5.4 comes out in August, you know, then you're waiting another 3 months before the announcement for the next X-Pack. And that's going to be how long away? 6 months? 8 months?
Mm.
You know? It'll be interesting to see. Because they kind of did. They didn't specifically promise, but they've kind of promised that they wouldn't leave us hanging on onto one tier for a year like they did with ICC or with Dragon Soul.
No, indeed. And honestly, I think this tier's probably been a bit too quick. And that's not just because we haven't cleared it. It's because it's a very big instance. You know, it's quite involved. There are a lot of different bosses.
Yeah.
I would argue that we could wait another, you know, 4 months and that would be fine rather than 2 months.
But you never know. They might.
Yeah.
They might wait a little bit longer. They might not. 5.4 might not be in 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, obviously nobody knows until we get soon to the time, but they're going to put it up on the PTR soon, and that's normally a pretty good indicator that they're ready to go.
Yeah,
so far this expansion has all been like 2 months between patches, 4 months between raid patches, so it'll be interesting to see when 5.4 comes out. But just looking that far ahead, because obviously we will get, or I'm assuming we will get the Siege of Orgrimmar raid. Do you think that's going to be an interesting raid?
Yes.
Thinking up in blue sky, thinking what are we going to think is going to be involved in it, other than Garrosh at the end?
I'd like to think there'd be some gimmicks in there. I think that, you know, you have to scale the Orgrimmar walls or something. You have to fight through the gates or what have you. There'll be a fight against some group of Corcoran orcs or something like that. I think it could be really interesting. Whatever happens, I know it's going to be good because, you know, they've got a really good team working on encounters now. It's Ion's team that works on raids. They've done a really, really great job over the last couple of raids. I've been really impressed. So I have faith that it's going to be really good.
Yeah. These, like, Mist's raids have felt so much better than Cataclysm raids.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
They've been so much, been so much more engaging and interesting, and yeah, just a lot better than Cataclysm. So
I mean, I've raided, I've done every single raid apart from original Naxxramas, which I didn't get a chance to do. And this is my favourite tier.
Well,
even better than Alduar, and I loved Alduar.
Ooh, that's a tough call. Well, you
even better than Bastion of Twilight.
just a little bit better.
Just out of interest, guys, actually, what's your kind of plan for 5.4? I don't know if you thought that far ahead, but have you guys decided that on 5.4 day you're going to start reading new content straight away, or are you going to clear the old content first, or just see how it goes, really, I suppose?
We likely won't decide until we get a bit closer to the time, but I'm hoping by that point we'll be close or we'll have completed 2.15. I don't think that we will spend a significant amount of time going through tier 15 when tier 16 is around. I suspect what will happen is we'll focus on tier 16 and then just drop into tier 15 whenever we feel as though we need a bit of extra gear to get us through whichever boss we're on. But in terms of rigidity, I don't think we're going to be that rigid. I think we'll probably say we'll focus on tier 16.
Yeah.
And if we need to drop back, we will.
Cool.
Yeah, much like we did when T15 came out, we still dipped into T14.
Yeah.
You know, we did Jinrock and then we were wiping on the bridge boss a little bit. So we just dropped back to Heart of Fear to finish that out and then Terrace.
Yeah, I think a lesson that we've learned this tier as well is that sometimes it's not worth extending lockouts specifically just to work on some bosses when an extra week of going back and getting some more gear for people would be the better option.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we did that a lot at the end of tier 14. I mean, we finished Garrulon. We only actually killed him once because we kept extending the lockout then. And the aim was because we wanted to see how much of that instance we could do before T15 came out. But really that kind of hurt us because we could have gone back through and got some extra gear and got the tier tokens and stuff. So it's a hard balance. I'm hoping we won't struggle this time because I'm hoping we'll be a lot closer to finishing the instance.
Yeah.
And then we won't need to worry about it.
Yeah, in full respect to who we had in T14, we've got a much better team, a much stronger team now, with some new recruits, but also that's because everyone's improved over the last few months, I think. I mean, you wipe on Horridon for a month and you're going to get stronger as a team.
Well, the thing is as well is that we've been really consistent with the message of what we're trying to achieve with the raid team. And we've lost some people because we've been, you know, not going hardcore, that's not the right way to put it, but we've been trying to make sure that we are applying ourselves properly in our raids, and we've lost a couple of people because the reason they joined in the first place was because we were more casual. And that's fine, but the people that are left now are people that have completely and utterly bought into that idea. So they're people that want to be there, they're people that want to perform, they're people that want to play to the best of their ability, and so therefore we're just getting better as a team.
Yeah.
And our new recruits have, obviously they've come in from day one knowing that that's the aim of our team. We've been really clear with that, so yeah, I think we're in a good place.
Cool. Okay. So let's move on to Mod of the Week. And Honey's taking this one this week.
Yeah, I am. So this week's mod is called Here Kitty. So it's not necessarily just for feral kitties, it is actually very useful for all classes. But what it is it plays tones or orchestral sounds, which Flaps loves. And it does this as you gain your combo points or you stack or your stacks of something or your buffs. For me it's combo points, but I know Tommen uses it for holy power.
Yep.
But it's actually just really helpful because when I started playing Feral, I had to keep an eye on something all the time to see how many combo points I had, and Tommen told me about Here Kitty. Possibly improved my gameplay tenfold just because I didn't have to keep an eye on something else. I could hear when I had five and then when I could use a finishing move. But yeah, it's actually really versatile. I hadn't realised until I just looked at Curse a minute ago how many classes can actually use it. So it's not just...
Can you use it for stuff like Maelstrom Weapon on Enhancement Shaman and stuff like that? Because I know you can use it for Rogue, you can use it for Druid, you can use it for Paladin.
Yeah. You can use it for Shamans, for the Maelstrom Weapon and Lightning Shield charges.
Sweet.
Disc Priest can use it for Evangelism stacks. Quite helpful. Shadow Priest can use it for their Shadow Wolf stacks. Hunters can also use it for their Ready, Set, Aim and Fire. So that's quite helpful. Who else? Unholy Death Knights. Shadow Infusion stacks on your ghoul and when Dark Transformation ends. Having never played Unholy Death Knights, I've got no idea what any of that means.
I understood some of those words.
Woo! Destruction Warlocks can use it for their Burning Embers. Monks can use it for their Chi. And Arcane Maiders for their Arcane Charges.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's quite a versatile little mod. I find it very helpful.
Yeah, I do as well. It's something I've used for a couple of expansions now, I think.
You can...
And...
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's quite obnoxious to start with. Just because it'll be this little thing shouting in your ear, but it's genuinely pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can change the sound, so you don't have to have just the original sound that it comes with. You can have another mod that changes all the sounds.
I didn't know that, so I'm going to have to look into
that one. There's like a sounds pack you can download that changes all different tones.
One word of notice with this add-on, guys. If you play with a partner and if they play on speakers, then it's not fun. Seriously, your WoW sound has just ever been ruined to me to this dun, 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 every single time she gets 5 combo points. It's the most annoying thing in the world, but I can see why it would help people.
I didn't get that. Could you give us that that little sound effect again?
Sorry, buddy, that was one time only. You'll have to pay me for another time.
Another one.
You have to buy it off iTunes, I'm afraid. I'll put it on there. I'll tell you what, I'll create my own Hear Kitty sound pack so people can download it and put it to the mod.
Right, cool. I'd download that.
I mean, just to freak him out, just to have his own voice going dun 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 every time I had to play Kitty.
Oh, you know I love my own voice, it's fine.
This is true.
Okay, so is that everything we've got to say about Hear Kitty? The model
it's
of the week.
Amazing. If you have combo points or you need to figure something out, you should totally download it.
That's or if you're visually impaired.
Or if you're
Yeah, that too, actually. No, genuinely, it would be a really good add-on for that. It's really simple. You don't need to configure it out of the box. It's just there. It's ready to go. So, I really like it. I think it's a good add-on. It's one of those things that is so simple, but really, really effective.
Yeah.
A bit like Relic.
Yes. And I suppose it's also, I was just going to say as well, it's probably worth mentioning Hear Kitty in the way it's spelled. It's actually H-E-A-R instead of E-R.
You hear it.
Yes.
I'll pop a link up on the
clever.
Website.
Okay, I think we've come to the end of the show now that the insults are flying. You can find us on Twitter at @ready_check. You can find us on the web at readycheck.co.uk and you can email us mailbag@readycheck.co.uk. Right, that's all. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Ciao.